This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. For police and prosecutors, it's never been easy to get witnesses to testify, especially in cases involving violent crime where retribution is a real concern. Now social media has made it even more difficult. GLT's Ryan Dunham explores a recent case in McLean County that reveals another darker corner of the digital age.
Three Bloomington Normal residents were charged this spring with harassing witnesses using a private Facebook group called People Against Snitches. It's an unusual case for McLean County, but mirrors a national problem in the justice system, social media making it easier to find and intimidate witnesses.
This is a big issue. It's growing.
That's Christine Hammond, executive director of the New York-based Prosecutor Center for Excellence. She works with prosecutors to improve the criminal justice system.
You can do it from the privacy of your own home in your pajamas. You don't even have to bother to go out and shake somebody up.
In the McLean County case, the defendants are 46-year-old Robin Casey of Normal and 55-year-old Margaret Stevens and 54-year-old Mark Huffington of Bloomington. They're accused of posting names and photos of confidential police sources in the Facebook group. An attempted harassment charge against a fourth defendant was dropped in May. Stevens allegedly intended to harass or annoy a witness in a case where the defendant ended up pleading guilty, so they didn't have to ultimately testify. Prosecutors say Stevens caused, quote, mental anguish or emotional distress to the witness, identified in court documents only as J.S. by what she posted on Facebook in December 2017. The Facebook group has since been removed. It's unclear what case or cases the witnesses were connected with, and the McLean County State's Attorney's Office and police declined to comment on specifics of the case. But after the charges were filed in March, Bloomington police said in a statement that it takes a, quote, strong stance in the protection of our witnesses and victims of crime in our community. There have been similar episodes all around the country. Online witness harassment reached near epidemic proportions in Philadelphia in recent years, according to the district attorney there. In addition to popular social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, one witness in a criminal trial even received comments on his Xbox Live profile from the defendant, warning, "I wouldn't laugh too much, you a dead man walking." John Browning is a trial lawyer in Texas who studied legal issues related to social media. His 2014 paper called Snitches Get Stitches tracked cases of online witness harassment stretching from New Mexico to New York to Michigan.
This sort of reveals a kind of a dark side to, you know, social media use and seeing it perverted for witness intimidation.
Browning says witness intimidation has been around as long as there have been courtrooms.
Witness intimidation is a problem generally, but with the immediacy and the widespread dissemination offered by social media platforms, it can take it to a whole new level.
Sheriff John Sandage says concerns about witness intimidation were one of the big reasons why the McLean County Law and Justice Center enacted its cell phone ban in 2017.
We had instances of people filming testimony on their phone and then posting it online to intimidate people. We kind of drew the line at that. Not only is it a security issue for witnesses, and it could also be a security issue for courthouse staff.
McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers declined to comment on the specifics of the People Against Snitches case. Lawyers for the defendants did not respond to requests for comments. But in a statement, Chambers says, quote, "Witness harassment is not something we file in often, but it is not an unheard-of charge or one we are unfamiliar with." He says the facts necessary to prove the offense are narrow enough that it is not a frequent occurrence, and ultimately, we can only go where the facts and evidence lead us, unquote. Christine Hammond's nonprofit has written extensively on witness intimidation in the digital age.
These witnesses are sort of a forgotten constituency. When you think about domestic violence and sex crimes and so forth, there's huge funding sources for them, you know, the Office of Violence Against Women and so forth. But there's very little for witnesses who are brave enough to come forward in neighborhoods where it may be very dangerous for them.
She says prosecutors are now counseling witnesses on basic social media safety, telling them they could be more vulnerable because of their testimony.
10 years ago, it would have been harder to find someone or their children and their interests. You know, you could look in the phone book, but you couldn't get much further than that. Now you can find out everything you want to know about somebody.
John Browning says part of the problem is people may not fully realize the implications of their online behavior. And he says some states don't have witness intimidation laws that have kept pace with technology.
Whereas we do have a First Amendment that protects unpopular speech, and some of these things fall under a protected area.
The three defendants in McLean County allegedly used a private Facebook group to share information about confidential sources and witnesses. Private or secret Facebook groups are widespread and generally not anything nefarious. Families use private Facebook groups to stay in touch. GLT even has one for election 2018. But they have become a safe haven for seemingly illegal behavior, too. Brian Krebs is an investigative reporter and online security expert. He studied private Facebook groups devoted to illicit activities. Earlier this year, his Krebs on Security blog flagged more than 100 groups involved in a broad spectrum of shady activities, including spamming, wire fraud, account takeovers, and phony tax refunds.
People involved in all kinds of shady activity may not believe what they're doing is wrong. At the end of the day, they may just feel like the likelihood that anybody's going to hold them accountable is very low, and I would say if they're doing it on Facebook, that's true.
Even today, a quick search of snitches on Facebook reveals many anti-snitch groups. Users can report concerning groups to Facebook for review. But Krebs says those reviews are typically conducted by poorly paid employees halfway around the world who often don't speak English as their native language. They're more equipped to find and flag inappropriate photos, he says. If it requires reading, good luck.
They have quotas. They have quotas to respond to a certain number of these abuser complaints. And what they do is they look for pictures that are, you know, you don't need to understand English to know what human anatomy looks like.
Facebook did not respond to requests for comment. Browning says this new form of witness intimidation is another example of the law struggling to keep pace with technology. He says it's becoming increasingly important for prosecutors and defense attorneys to stay fluent on digital communication tools as more and more cases intersect with sites like Facebook. Defense attorneys now have an incentive to do so. Browning says more than 30 states have ratified a 2012 change from the American Bar Association, which added awareness of emerging technologies to the definition of competent representation.
Nowadays, lawyers who ascribe to kind of a dinosaur or Luddite type of mentality when it comes to technology are now in danger of being found not competent in representing their clients.
Charges against the three local defendants remain pending. They're Robin Casey, Margaret Stevens, and Mark Huffington. They're free on bond. I'm Ryan Denham.
The three local defendants in the witness harassment cases are due back in court next month. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.